Welcome back to another episode of Welders Without Borders. New year, new beginnings with your friend in welding and founder of Welders Without Borders, Samuel Colton. Wow, it's an awesome new year, 2024. Can you believe it? We made it through 2023. We're in 2024. You're listening, and I'm here in a nice, relaxing afternoon, enjoying the garden and listening to the birds and contemplating how great it is to be a welder without borders. Somebody in welding, somebody who's doing something to make the world a better place. You know, every time my helmet goes down, I know I'm creating and making a difference. I hope you feel the same passion as I do, and that all the time you spend studying, learning, working, doing is paying off for you. I want you to know that it's worth it. Gainful employment, making a difference in your community, in your state, your country, your location. You know, I'm always reminded of a time I was traveling in South America in the Andes of Peru. And as we drove up a particular high country canyon, it opens up, and here is this tiny little shop. I'll never forget it. It was right on the first floor of the welder's home, and it said Taller Scientifica. And this was one of the only places for miles and miles with somebody that had the skills and knowledge to perform welding. And we had to stop. I mean, it's like, stop the truck. Stop, stop, stop. We've got to stop and talk to this man. And so it turned out it was a man and his son who were operating this little shop, and they would fix, repair, and make agricultural implements that were used there in the high country. He would repair things, and really, he was a skill and a contributor that without him, life in that area wouldn't be anywhere near what it was. It was absolutely essential to the people in the high country there to have his skills. So it was exciting to stop and to talk and to hear more about his story and how he worked to weld. And when I say, you know, got an airplane going over. Hang on, everybody. Hang on. That is a U.S. military aircraft going over. That's what the sound of freedom sounds like in my country. And so anyway, starting to pass, and we're not too far from the landing runway or the approach runway for those jets. But another example of welding, by the way. But I just wanted to just kind of share with you, no matter where you're at, where you're listening, whether you're a backyard welder, a garage welder, whether you get up in the morning and you fire up a big service truck, if you're headed for a construction site, or you're going downtown to a fabrication and steel erector's shop, you are making a difference. And I want you to have the same sense of pride that I have, knowing that what we do makes a difference in the lives of ordinary people everywhere, every day. Think about it. Whether you're on an island somewhere in the ocean, whether you're on a continent, you know that you need welding. So hopefully whoever's listening to this podcast, if you know, it's in the English language, but if you're able to, you could share it with those in your locale if you're able to translate it. That's awesome. I always think I need to get a United Nations collection of voices so we could put these podcasts out in all the different languages of the world. But today's technology is making that easier and easier, and I think someday that's going to happen. Well, anyway, let's back up and just talk about what are your goals for welding this year? What are your personal goals? You know, I've got several books on the desk, and I'm always reading. I'm always looking things up. I'm really impressed with the quality of free educational information that's being made available by leaders in welding equipment manufacturing like Lincoln Electric, Miller Electric Company, ESAB, Hobart, and others. Consumables manufacturers, welding power source manufacturers, manufacturers of equipment like Metabo grinders, Dynabride, Dynabreda, you know, I always struggle with some of my pronunciations. Companies that make those abrasive tools that welders depend on to prepare material and to also change the profile. So if you're listening to this podcast, stay tuned. I'm going to work on some more content for 2024. Heads up, Welders Without Borders is definitely on. The 2024 Welders Without Borders Welding Thunder. Sorry, let's get it all. Come on, Mr. C. So Welding Thunder has been agreed to and signed off between Mr. C, Welders Without Borders Executive Director of Global Operations. How's that for a title? That's my title. And the WestMEC School District in Arizona. And so the 2024 Welders Without Borders Welding Thunder Team Fabrication Competition and Youth Build event is going to be held in Buckeye, Arizona at the WestMEC Southwest Campus. And the host there will be their extraordinary instructors, Delfina Yazzi and Eric Pye, and their amazing team of students. And so we're looking forward to this year's competition, and it's a two-day fabrication event. So if you're listening to this podcast, we certainly would like to see you there. It's always the weekend before Thanksgiving. Always the weekend before Thanksgiving, the Friday and Saturday before that. So start getting your airline tickets and your train tickets lined up and your cars gassed up, and come join us and be a volunteer for a couple of amazing days. Shout out to all the equipment manufacturers and companies. We also have an expo that operates at the same time, and you're able to set up and interact with all the students and have some giveaways and get your name out there and be part of something that is absolutely extraordinary. So stay healthy. I hope some of you are definitely not overworking and neglecting your health. You know, to lose your wealth is much, but to lose your health is such a loss, nothing can repay. So definitely want to eat right and get some healthy exercise and take care of the number one piece of equipment you have, and that's your body. I want to put a plug in for all of us welders that have significant others, our spouses, our families, our children, our extended family. You know, welding can become a very demanding passion and profession, but we do it so that we can have the resources and time for our families. Make time for family. You know, no success can compensate for failure at home. And so work to get home, work your schedule. Children only grow up once. Be there for them, take them on vacation. Whatever your custom and traditions are, make time for your family. Okay, well, that's enough. Let's recap. New year, new beginnings. It's always a new year. Every day is an opportunity to restart your year. So don't think because you missed one milestone or goal that you can't reset the clock. Every day is an opportunity to have a new year, a new beginning. So I want you to be on that. Our Youth Build event is Welders Without Borders, Welding Thunder, Team Fabrication Competition. That's our biggest Youth Build event. I'll start looking for select individuals in my locale who would benefit from no-cost welder training Our summers are pretty hot where I live, and so we usually take a summer break, and once the temperatures start to get below triple digits, I like to make myself available for individuals who would benefit from training and tutoring and mentoring, who can't otherwise have an opportunity to get enrolled in a local vocational school or community college. That's my commitment for as long as I'm able to do it, paying it forward. So if where you're at and you're having some success, why don't you work to help support your local high school, your local community college, your local technical program? You know, even just something as simple as donating some PPE, some gloves, jackets, helmets to a student, or even to a teacher, can make a difference. It can be, there's something all of us can do. Maybe it's just safety glasses. You know, I've been in places in my international travels where having access and having the ability to get and wear proper PPE is a challenge. So think about it. Think what you can do to make the world a better place. And I'm a philanthropist, but if you know some lucky billionaire that wants to help support the mission of Welders Without Borders, well, send them my way. You know, I see a lot of millions of dollars is getting spent on this year's election campaign. And, well, okay, I get it. But I think we could spend a few million dollars on helping young people learn how to weld and have a career in welding and make a bigger impact in the world. So once again, this is Samuel Colton, founder of Welders Without Borders, coming to you strong. Soldadores sin fronteras. Gracias, amigos, por todo tu soporte. Whatever language you speak, wherever you are, thank you for listening and be one with us. We'll be talking to you again. Don't you love it? Those birds, they hear me talking and they want to be part of the recording. Awesome. There's something for everybody in welding. Have a great rest of your day.